KSCO News Talk Time, 8:05. Time now for Wake the Bear Radio with Chris, Brandon, and Ron. Enjoy the show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers.
Okay, it's time to wake the bear. We are back.
All right, it's going to be a great night tonight. We have so much stuff that's been happening in the news cycle that this week is just loaded with everything.
Yeah, last week was really great. We had Praying Medic on here. We didn't cover really much of anything else other than what he was... we wanted to just let him talk as much as possible.
Oh, it was a great night.
It was a great night.
You know, if you missed it, I would go to wakethebearradio.com and check out last week's. That would be show 26, Praying Medic. That's probably one of our best shows, if not our best show.
Yeah.
I've been following him for a lot of years. So we are excited to cover a lot of things tonight.
Yeah.
I want to get Chris on. So Chris is off campus today, and so I'm going to just patch Chris in. Chris, are you there?
I certainly am. Can you hear me all right?
All right.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yep. 5x5. We can hear you.
On fire.
So okay.
I think we're gonna wake some people up tonight.
Yes, we
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
We are dedicated to waking the bear. The bear is California. We're waking it up. Listener by listener, all across this beautiful state that has 152 microclimates. It's one of the most beautiful states in the union. And it's time to fight for her. It's time to fight.
All right. Well, part of fighting for her is exposing false narratives, and that's one of the things that we're going to do tonight. One of the things also is that happened this week. All right, we could jump right into it.
Jump right in. There's a ton of stuff going on.
Let's go with the light stuff first. Let's, USA Today, they had a Woman of the Year. One of the Women of the Year they put in was not a woman at all.
No. Levine was the...
Levine, yeah. Richard, or Rachel, but they Rachel. Call her, but it's Richard Levine.
Richard
and,
Levine.
Yeah, so that was Woman of the Year.
One of the Women of the Year was a man.
Well, you know, it's a man's world.
It's a backwards world we live in. Oh, my gosh. That's just a slap in the face to all women. We're gonna choose a man over... I mean, if I was a woman, I would be very upset about that. I'm upset for women in my life that's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I guess maybe there's not enough women in the world, but I thought there were more women than men in the world.
Did you hear that Babylon Bee actually got censored on Twitter because they made a joke about it?
Yes, they said... I forgot what they said. They said he should be the Man of the Year. And, yeah, they got censored, taken off.
Man, it's amazing. I really feel like tonight's show is really, we talked about it being like Wag the Dog. Yeah, Wag the Dog 3.0. And a lot of that is because I think, you know, the world is waking up right now to the reality that there are people at the top that have been controlling the media, controlling this elitist cabal, and we're not going to be silenced anymore. We're not going to be censored anymore. The people are saying no more. No more silencing us. No more censoring us. It's time to tell the truth. There's just been lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies compounded on each other to where, you know, one of the CIA operatives said, when the American people are basically everything that the American people believe is false, we'll have completed our task. And that is what we're seeing right now.
Pretty close, yeah, absolutely.
But we've seen the backlash. I think the cabal is being exposed, and people are no longer. I mean, there's a whole army of digital warriors pointing it out, saying, "Wait, this is not. Look at these two different cities. This is a city. They're not even showing you a city in that country that they're talking about, and they're sending us images on a war that should not become a war."
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of that same topic, I know that They had a swimmer. The NCAA took 500 meter freestyle swimming.
Yeah, what was his name?
Well, his name was, they call her Lisa, or Leah Thomas. But it's really William
Thomas. Yeah. I'm going to call him William.
So if you want to see Leah Thomas swimming topless, then just look up William Thomas, because then he only has a pair of trunks, you know, because that's when he was a man.
Right.
And he's still a man, but he's wearing women's bathing suits. It kind of looks odd.
You know, I look at the photo there, and you actually see the podium, and he's standing there as the national champion, and then there's the three women taking a photo huddled together off to the right. And so basically he's one, and it's two, three, and four. And really they're like going, okay, come on, we're one, two, and three. This guy is obviously a dude. Like, it's obviously a dude. And I loved Elon Musk's post. He said, if you have a penis, you shouldn't be competing in women's sports, period. Right? Just straight out. I was like, I mean, beautiful.
Absolutely.
I know Chris probably has some thoughts about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I might.
Please.
I think the mama bears all over California are waking up. But when you get someone like Leah Thomas coming in, and it just totally is a silencing, not of just from the news, but they're silencing all women. They're silencing our children. They're silencing opportunities for women. I was so enraged that this has gone to this demand of ridiculous accommodations at the expense of our entire gender. So because of the silencing, and I've got to say, we've got to speak up. Women have got to speak up.
Yep.
And I know that some of the women athletes were afraid of retaliation, but they are quietly on the side speaking because they were afraid of being called homophobic and that they were intolerant. Mm. But the truth is, they are being cheated. Mm-hmm. And let's just call corruption corruption, liars, cheaters, cheaters, fraud, because this is fraudulent.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Not that I have an opinion about this.
Yes, yeah. And you do. I mean, it's interesting, too, that last week there was an article that came out about the very first non-binary person, Jamie Shoup. And he basically said, I was the very world's first non-binary person, and it's all a fraud. I was America's first non-binary person. It was all a sham. And basically, the whole article is about, hey, I was abused as a kid. I had PTSD. I went to these doctors. I had this delusion. They should have tried to help talk me out of it. But because of activism, trans activism, they were too scared to say, hey, this is not good for you. This is unhealthy. Let's help you get to a better place. And that's what we've created, is we've created a world that's silencing sanity. Sanity has been silenced, and it's. I mean, you just want a kid to look up there and go, "Mom, that person on the podium looks like a man." Yes, honey, it is a man.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in. Yeah. Speaking of crazy world, Hunter Biden's laptop, it's resurfaced. You remember that? It was like, what,
two years ago. It was like big news, and then it all of a sudden got, oh no, this is Russian disinformation.
Yes, I've got a ton of sound clips. You know, it actually made it to the presidential debate.
And yeah.
So I'm going to play a little section of that, because I thought that was a pretty good one. Here we go.
Well, I hope he does look at me, because what's happening here is, you know who I am. You know who he is. You know his character. You know my character. You know our reputations for honor and telling the truth. I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me ask some follow-up.
Excuse me.
Please respond,
if
and then we're going to have follow-up.
If this is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
All right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From hell.
Come on,
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look, very quickly, there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what.
Is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this
was
is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue.
Okay.
Wow.
So Russia, laptop from hell is what President Trump calls it. It's just very interesting how Joe just denies that whole thing. It's just crazy.
Well, he would have to. I mean,
but he's right in front of everybody.
Right in front
face.
Of the world, yeah. Lies. I mean, and we all knew. I mean, some of the stuff that was leaked, it was clearly him. It's clearly. I mean, now apparently it's going to be the whole thing is getting leaked.
The whole thing. But before we get into that,
okay, yeah.
I want to ask Chris. Chris, you said that you looked up the 50 people that Joe Biden is actually referencing, and we have one in our own area. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, we do. We have Leon Panetta, who was the Secretary of State for, I believe, the Biden administration, and he is from our area. We just need to hold people accountable. The entire signing off that the laptop wasn't a situation that we should even look at was through the intelligence agencies. And so they should have known. These are FBI, CIA, the high-ranking officials that would sign off and say, no, this is not a security issue. This shouldn't be brought in as a issue with the campaign of the presidency. And they signed out. 50 in high-level intelligence agency people, and one of them was Leon Panetta.
Wow. So they signed off saying that they're absolutely sure that this is not real and it's all made up, right?
That was it. Most of them didn't actually see the laptop, but they were briefed on the laptop, and the Senate, the Security Commission, they saw it and they gave their recommendation. And so they followed suit and said, no, we don't think this is going to be an issue.
Yeah, so basically this week we had the New York Times admit, yeah, that laptop and those emails on that laptop are legit.
Legit.
And so they said that. And so now we're looking back, hey, this is before the election. Everyone was fighting it, saying, oh, it's Russian disinformation. Here's a couple just clips of what you would see.
And oh,
gosh. I'll just say who's talking at the time or what broadcasting companies. But
Ukrainian businessman,
MSNBC.
But the story did not quite land as thunderously as Giuliani may have hoped.
There are major questions about
PBS.
The origins and the accuracy of that story. And today we learn more about concerns expressed by the president's most senior advisors that the president's personal attorney was peddling Russian disinformation.
The Washington Post reports that according to four sources, the White House was warned last year that Giuliani was the target of a Russian intelligence operation with the goal of having him feed misinformation to the president.
This is an example of Steve Bannon giving
CNN.
A tip to a New York Post reporter, Rudy Giuliani, handing over a bunch of documents, the New York Post putting it on the front page, and then Fox running with it for days on end, creating this appearance of a scandal involving Hunter Biden.
There are fears that what Giuliani is now pushing here in the United States
CNN.
Could actually be part of Russia's latest and very massive disinformation campaign in the U.S. presidential election.
Massive indeed, Wolf.
So you kind of get the idea.
If you don't have an argument, you claim Russia.
Yeah. That's propaganda. I mean, that
it's
is
propaganda.
A clear. We have seen that with our own eyes now. This is as clear as it can be that we are seeing propaganda.
Senior level people in our journalism, which is not even journalism anymore, these folks are sold out to something other than the truth. And that they should be searching out the truth, and they're not even. We basically do not have a free press right now.
Well, let me just review. You know, we the Hunter laptop was a while ago, and so just helping people remember what actually happened that it could have swayed the 2020 election. But so basically, Hunter drops off his laptop, and because of his problem with drugs or whatever it is, he forgets to pick it up, and he leaves it with in the repair shop. And so the repair guy, he repairs it, and he looks at some of the content, and he realizes that there is some really bad stuff on it. So he contacts the FBI. Now, some of it is underage children, pornography. But other of it is, him taking drugs and doing drugs. Some were some abuse pictures. So there are obviously some problems with images and their victims and the pornography. But what is most concerning are the national security emails that were on it, and many of them were high-level, top-secret things on a common laptop that never should have gotten out there. So they go. The guy, the repair guy, goes to the FBI, and he says, "Look, I think you need to figure out what's on here because I think there's a real problem." But he makes a copy of the hard drive. So the laptop eventually gets into the hands of Rudy Giuliani.
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 Don't let Joe influence you there.
No. And so it gets there. It also goes to some people in the Senate. There are quite a few people that in the government that got to see it. Obviously, the FBI saw it before the elections. And so that's really where the 50 names came into play. No, we don't need to invest. This is a smoke and mirror thing. Don't go after it. Trump is just trying to use it to dissuade and distract. So that's the history.
Yeah, so now it's going to be, it's been proved, you know, it's been told by the New York Times that it's real. So now it's being prepared to be given to every person in the United States who has a badge.
Yes, by Jack Maxey, right?
Jack Maxey has it. And so basically make it impossible for the media to bury it. So that every person that had has sworn an oath to the Constitution, sworn an oath to public servants' service and safety, are going to see it and say, this is legit. And I guess they said you could tell if it's not real based on a few minutes, right?
So there was an interview with Sam Faddis, and he retired from the CIA, and he says basically his job is to be in that realm of doing that or viewing it and stuff like that. And he said if he were asked to do that, it would be impossible. He says it's literally impossible.
To create all the misinformation. That's on
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah, because, I mean, you think about every picture you have to set up and pay actors or something to do this,
right.
Or a professional Photoshop person, you got to do that with the video, but then you have all the emails, and the emails have IP addresses, and you can follow those emails, and they have to go to legit servers, and then you can easily go to the other side and say, did you receive this email? And you can test out a lot of those emails if you know the other side. And so it's very easy. All you have to do is find a couple things that are not, and you disprove it. And he says it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes to find...
to authenticate whether it's real or false.
He was saying, you know, Sam was saying it's like a trillion variables that you'd have to get in line if you, to have the whole thing validated. So that was a great interview. We'll put it on our show notes. Basically, Mary Grace was interviewing. She's a friend of Praying Medics, and she interviewed Sam, and Sam is a retired CIA, and so he knows the 50 people that signed that. He says most of them are desk jobs. They're not operatives. They don't even know. And so he says, one, they're not really qualified, and two, they didn't look at it. Just because, you know.
I'm just appalled, though, because our American news media is supposed to be sniffing out the truth regardless of whether it's for the guy you like or don't like. Like, you know, in the last election, I liked Trump. But if Trump did something wrong, I want it out there, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but the interesting thing about Trump is he doesn't drink. So a lot of the blackmail that's been going on in our country, if you don't drink alcohol, you don't do drugs, how do you get someone to do something stupid and that you can blackmail them with?
Yeah, or make mistakes. You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I was reading 1 Timothy 3:1-7, and it's qualifications for an overseer or what they call a pastor.
Right.
And, you know, you got to be above reproach. And so let me just read a couple of things because I thought it was interesting. It says, it is a trustworthy statement if any man aspires to be in the office of an overseer. That is fine work he desires to do. An overseer, then, must be above reproach. A husband of one wife, one at a time. You know, it was polygamy at the time they were dealing with. A temperate You know, he can't lose his temper. You know, I think of A Few Good Men where Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth, and he spills the beans and he sinks his ship. You can't be that way. You got to be self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, skillful in teaching, not overindulging in wine. Other translations call, you know, not being known as a wine bibber, always having a drink in the hand. Because if you're always going out for drinks, eventually you might have a couple too many and compromise yourself. And that's what happens a lot. Not a bully, but being gentle, not contentious, free from love of money. He must be one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. It says, but if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can he take care of the church of God? Right. You know, so it's very interesting. And that was obviously for pastors, but it also goes for any kind of leadership position. If your family is a mess, that might be a reflection of some of your parenting or lack of. And so I think we see this with the sad story of, you know, Hunter Biden. I don't know if he's a victim of a fatherless home or what, but man, he went pretty off the rails, and here the leader of the country has this, and he's covering for him, and you know I had one more sound clip that I thought was very interesting. This is somebody that fights back. This is Liz Harrington, who represents the president, Trump, that is, and she's talking on CNN, and this is the way, this is the attitude we should have, really.
Self Giuliani, that is the president's personal lawyer, was, quote, being used to feed Russian misinformation to the president. Giuliani met in December with somebody who the United States government believes is a Russian agent. You know who I'm talking about, a Ukrainian parliamentarian by the name of Andrei Dekach. Are you comfortable with the president of the United States being close to a person like Rudy Giuliani, who says also that he is not bothered whether any of the information comes from Russian hacking? What does that say?
This is Liz coming up.
Are you comfortable that CNN used Russian disinformation from a Russian asset to leak it to subvert the peaceful transfer of power? The reporting on the dossier, which was complete verified Russian disinformation. Is it not? Is it not?
Liz. Let's just get back to the story.
Was the dossier real? Was the dossier real? Oh,
can
it's very relevant because everything that Democrats accused us of doing is what they themselves did. Rudy Giuliani is not a Russian asset. We've heard this smear very well before.
It's the United States government
again.
Who said it, not me and not CNN. The United States government
has
reported.
The FBI. Okay, you know what also the United States government says? The FBI says this laptop is not Russian disinformation. So what are you talking about here? This laptop is real. It's not just the laptop. There's other emails. There's text messages. They are real. So according to the
Guess
U.S.
what?
Government,
I
the
know
FBI
that you're trying
has
to
verified
move
this.
Everybody to look at that, but that's not what we're hearing from
Why
the FBI.
Why don't you want
to
report
but
this? What, this is the, one of the what, most powerful
no, because
families
Liz,
in Washington,
Liz,
the
Liz,
Biden family. And you're okay? You're okay with our interests being sold out to profit? Joe Biden and his family, when we're suffering during a pandemic from communist China, he's doing shady business deals
Liz,
with communist China. You're
well,
comfortable, okay?
As
you kind of get the, it goes on. But, you know, that's fighting back there. Yeah. She's calling him. So she's saying that you guys are peddling stuff, the whole dossier. You spent years pushing this, so we don't even trust you from the beginning. And then the FBI ultimately says, yeah, it's legit. And then she's like, well, and she's trying to change the subject.
Oh, constantly trying
CNN.
To change the subject.
Yeah.
Change the subject,
Christian
move on. No, nothing to see here, blah, blah. No, you don't know. We, you know, don't look at us. Don't look what we've done for the last, like, years and years. And, like, Russian disinformation, like, making it, I mean, the 24/7 news cycle over and over and over again in every single channel. And that's why it goes back to the fact that there are literally six mega corporations that own 95% of the media in this nation. And this is why independent radio, like what we are, and other independent sources have to do their job, because the media is bought. It is corporately corrupt, and it is spewing lies left and right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, you said that you were appalled that the media hadn't sniffed out the truth. Well, I'm appalled that the FBI has had this since 2019, this laptop. They were examining it. Grassley had it, Tom Cotton had it, Ted Cruz, the Senate Intelligence Committee, they all had it. The CIA, the DIA, the NSA, that's where I'm appalled. These are the leaders of our country that are supposed to guarantee our security, our national security. They're sworn to uphold the Constitution and to maintain our republic. And they have known and withheld information at the very highest place in the land. So that, I mean, it just shows that there's a class of people who work together that are global elites, the Davos people,
Davos, yep.
The Bilderberg people, and their interests are more about protecting each other than taking care of the needs and the constitutional integrity of the United States of America.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what's going
you know,
on.
And I don't want to sound like it's all. I mean, I've played a lot of conflicting and fighting clips and stuff like that. But you know what? God is in control, and
that's true.
I personally believe that this was the hand of God. I mean, you got somebody that was really dysfunctional, leaves his laptop, and what's on there? I mean, you couldn't. It's like a Christmas present to patriots,
right?
People that love this country. This was handed over. He leaves it. And he forgets about it. I mean, and you can be in that state of mind if you're on drugs and all those things. You know, you could just forget. But then the store owner, the repair guy, he could have given it back, right? Hey, you forgot your laptop.
Yeah,
but he's
yeah.
like, hey, I saw some shady things, and makes a copy, and he gives it directly to Rudy Giuliani. And so, to me, that was the hand of God. That was an answer to prayer, because we've been saying, Lord, expose the darkness, expose the lies, expose these things. And, you know, we're not out there burning houses or anything like that. You know, we are doing the way we're supposed to.
Yeah.
God is, we get on our knees and we start praying, Lord, expose this. You can do it. You can do it. And look, it was done for us. I mean, there was no planting. There was no, it was just done. And it was like a gift wrapped gift for people that love
and
truth. That,
and that's what the scripture says, you know, that if you sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind, and what you sow will come back to you. And if you're constantly sowing wickedness and evil, it's kind of, it's just a matter of time. And I love just that quote by, you know, by Dr. King, who said, you know, the arc of the universe bends towards justice. It's slow, but it bends towards justice, and justice will come. And I really believe we're in the midst of an awakening. And I even want to say something a little bit, you know, Hunter Biden is such a broken person. It may have been that he also, like, was crying out for someone to help me. I'm so deep in this that I need out. And I left his laptop hoping it would get caught, hoping that it would be exposed, because there's something, I mean, he's still a person. Like,
yeah,
he still has a conscience, even though it's been covered by drugs and alcohol and sex and all that stuff, you know, pornography, like, so something in him probably screaming out, I know what I'm in is so bad, and I need help to get out of it. And I believe that's what's going on.
Yeah, I truly feel sorry for him. I really do. And I hope the gross stuff that's on there doesn't really come out. Mm-hmm. It's just that the story would come out. Yes, it's on there, and that's all you need to know. Yeah. You know, I don't want him to be humiliated. I do want is the corruption that his father being involved.
Right.
From the interviews we've had with people, or we've watched that people that actually have the laptop, they're saying there's some really dangerous stuff with our country.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know,
security
Hunter got
issues.
What, $1.5 billion with a B,
Hunter
dollars.
Got $1.5 billion?
Yes, from the CCP.
From the Chinese Communist Party.
And so they're saying, what could he have done to be worth that much? I mean, I don't know anyone that can make $1.5 billion on a single transaction.
If you're passionate over national secrets, you know, it's worth it to them to get him.
Well, that's going to be what's going to be investigated, I think. Uh-huh. And so Jack Maxey, I God bless him. He's creating a website, and he's putting all the data on there to where it could be searchable. And he'll keep the victims out, so these underage, you know, 14, 15-year-old girls, things like that, will not be shown on there because, you know, they've already been victimized. But it'll be enough information and anything to do with secrets.
To prove it.
Yeah, it's enough, more than enough proof. And there's so much that they haven't even covered. Even this week, they were finding more stuff. And they've been at it for months. There's just so much on there. So if he makes it available to the public, you got a bunch of Anons, you got a bunch of patriots that will dig deep, and they'll find all the stuff that's on there. So it's going to be a group effort. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's amazing. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward
to the truth. We're going to see the dam of truth bust soon.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's been drip, drip, drippy, and crack, crack, cracking, but the it's about to happen. And I think, you know, it's interesting here. Hunter Biden, he's on the board of Burisma, which is a oil tycoon corrupt company in Ukraine. This is all tied together, folks. Like, everybody wants to, you know, they're like, all their eyes are going towards Ukraine. And then where was he at when a lot of these films were made? Probably Ukraine. Like, so...
Yeah, there's some nefarious stuff there. And there, the ties with Ukraine, this is all like one big woven fabric. You know?
Well, one of the things that people don't know about Ukraine, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but Ukraine is known for switching sides in the middle of the war all the way back to the 1700s. They're the middle country that's the buffer zone between the East and the West, with between Russia and the, and Western Europe. And it's they've always been like the basket, and they're people have, it's been corrupt. It's actually considered the third most corrupt country in the world, behind Colombia and Brazil, for child trafficking, child pornography, drugs, weapons, all of this. So this is all coming out. And I think it's brilliant that the white hats or the Anons or the people who are working towards righteousness in our government are like, okay, we'll let you get the entire focus on Ukraine, but we're going to expose what's going on in Ukraine, and they're doing everything they can to stop that exposure from happening.
Yeah, it's just so depraved. I mean, the depravity. I mean, I saw a video. It was one of the, you know, I don't know if it's Anne Wino or somebody. They were playing a video of Zelensky and another guy, and they go onto this big stage, and they're standing behind a piano, like they're going to play the piano, and they both drop their pants. And you can't see them because the piano's in front, but you see the pants around their ankles and everyone's laughing. And then they start hopping up and down as if they're playing a song with their ding-dongs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, and this is the president or the prime minister of this country?
Well, he was an actor.
I know, he was an actor.
And he was in like part of like satanic bands doing music videos that are just totally debauched. And now, but then he's brought on the screen and praised as a hero by the entire Congress. And except there was one senator that did not clap and did not stand up, like turned her back to him. You know, one brave senator that didn't like give in to all of this, like, because the guy is corrupt. Like, he's actually jailed people that were his opposition. And so this is the problem, is that we're being corralled to believe that there's a bad guy and a good guy in this war, and there's not. There's a bad guy and a worse guy and another worse guy and a whole bunch more worse people. And the media wants to spin everything. That's why we're Wag the Dog 3 tonight, I think, is that we're trying to get you to listen. Don't just put up a Ukraine. I'm going through my neighborhood, and people got up all these Ukraine flags, like, oh, I support, you know, Ukraine. Well, okay, well, the picture you've been handed is that they're the good guy and Putin's the bad guy, and I'm not defending Putin, but you're being manipulated to, and you're not looking deeper into the history of the Ukraine. I mean, Oliver Stone did a film on the Ukraine called Ukraine on Fire in 2014. He interviewed Putin and interviewed a bunch of the higher up officials in Ukraine, and it gives the whole history of Ukraine and how it's been. Everybody should watch that film. And it was published in 2016. Before any of this happened,
yeah,
right?
It was good.
It's obviously showing you that Ukraine is like, yes, bless the people of Ukraine. They're wounded people. They've been treated poorly by both sides for their entire existence. But don't think that somehow the leadership of the Ukraine is a good leadership, because it's a money laundering campaign from our elites.
You know, you mentioned about jailing. Here's actually a clip. I just pulled it up, and that's from Tulsi Gabbard, and it's just like 40 seconds.
Here's something you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. What you do hear is warmongers arguing that we must protect Ukraine because it is a quote-unquote democracy. But they're lying. Ukraine isn't actually a democracy. For example, to hold on to power, Ukraine's president shut down the three TV stations that were openly criticizing him and his policies, imprisoned the head of the opposition political party that had come in second place in their elections, and went and arrested and jailed that party's leaders. This is exactly what Putin has been accused of doing. But Ukraine did this all with the support of the United States.
Don't you feel like sometimes, like, there's a scene in the Muppet movie, the more recent one, where they're all the bad guys are laughing, oh, 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 and then one of the bad guys goes, do you feel like maybe we're on the bad guy team? we might be the bad guys in this story. And I'm like, yeah, like, that's called good self-reflection. Like, our nation, it needs to be doing some serious self-reflection. There are parts of it that is very corrupt that we need to, like, hold accountable.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going out saying Putin's a good guy at all.
No, absolutely not.
You know, he's got his issues. He's a tyrant in some ways, you know. But at the same time, you can't just say this guy's bad and this guy's good.
Right.
You know, it might be bad and worse, but
yes.
So we got to be careful. Hey, you know what? You are on KSCO, and we're going to be taking
callers
tonight, and that'll be at 831-479-1080. We'd love to hear your thoughts, and if you have any questions, please call in. Again, it's 479-1080.
Yeah, call in with an intelligent question or a great comment, or if you disagree with us, that's okay. We love that. That's what it's all about. Call in and share it. Say, I disagree, and let's talk about why, and what do you think, and what's your background, what's your sources? And then also, Chris is still on. Hey, Chris, you still on here? We've been talking a lot. How you doing?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, I am absolutely still here, and I love the way the conversation is going. I think the biggest emphasis that I want to make is that it's really going to be up to us, the people, to do our research and not to stay silent when we know there is misinformation, where there's fraud, where there's a lie. I'm not talking about in the days when you're trying to figure out what in the world is going on and discern that. But when you find out, we'll be getting this information from Hunter's laptop, and it will be available for the public to look at. And I'm not talking about the sensationalism of the child pornography, the sex trafficking, the violations that are in there. That isn't the main point. The main point is to really hold our government officials accountable and to know what are they doing and to stand up and say, this is not okay. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've been waiting for the hero to come riding over the hill. And, you know, we are it. We the people are it. We have got to stand up and not wait. Not be told this is what the way you should think. This is the way that you need to respond when a man is called a woman. I'm still a little burnt that the LGBTQ community in this article, they call women, basically straight women are the bleeders and the pregnant ones. Mm. And I am so sad that we have... we've bowed down and we've backed off from intimidation. So my message tonight is, you know, we don't need, again, to go riot in the street. But when something isn't right, have the courage to say, no, that isn't right. The language you're using is confusing. It doesn't honor us. That's not what I want to be called. A little girl can be a her. You know, we don't make up genders. There's just... so many aspects that are going to be revealed in the next few weeks that we will need to decide which side of the line do we want to stand on.
Yeah, that's really good, Chris. You know, I was reminded when we were preparing for the show that the book of Isaiah, one of the prophets to Israel, who was calling out Israel's sins and saying, repent, turn back to God, you've turned away from him. He says, woe to the nation who calls evil good and good evil, who turns darkness to light and light to darkness, who replaces bitter with sweet and sweet with bitter. And that's where we're at. I mean, just having it so like a child could say, that doesn't seem right, that's wrong. And like, no, you can't say that. That's a man and that's a woman. Like, there's such a smear campaign to destroy God's order and his beauty in this world. And we've got to stand up against it and lovingly speak the truth in love, but speak the truth ferociously, because the future of our nation, the future of California, the future of our children and our children's children depend on whether we're willing to fight for truth and freedom, or whether we're just going to sit aside and let it all go, you know, to where it's going.
Yeah, you know, and you can't just be voting right and that's it. You actually have to voice your opinion and expose. I think if things are going to turn around, we need to say, hey, and hold people accountable, not just, well, I'm not going to vote for that guy and I'll quietly do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Hey, we still have open phone lines. I'd love to have some calls. Again, 831-479-1080.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any comments, please call. You know, I was looking at Kash Patel. You know, he had posted something this week, and he just said, hey, let's count all the ways Adam Schiff, remember Adam Schiff? He's in Southern California.
Yep.
You know, has lied to the world while being responsible for our nation's intelligence.
Wow.
And so he says the Steele dossier is all true. That's one of the lies.
That was a lie.
Democrats and Hillary never paid for it.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. Because that's just come out recently in the last month or so, right?
They paid for it.
Yeah.
It's clear, 100% proven that it was paid for.
That's been proven right there. And the dossier also not being true has been proven because they finally realized, hey, where the source came from.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, now we got some calls. So maybe I won't finish these. So I'll just read them real quick.
Yeah, finish them.
So he waived the sealed envelopes containing the Trump-Russia collusion. Remember, I got it. It's all right here.
Right.
You know, I have undeniable evidence.
Yeah.
Nothing ever.
Undeniable evidence, he said.
He said the FBI never acted unlawfully. They've been caught doing some unlawful activities, spying, those things. Hunter's laptop, Russian disinformation, he said. The Trump campaign, not spied on. That's and the last one was the MSN or mainstream media and Team Schiff never lie.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell the truth. Well, look what you know. You're being caught in lies. So, you know, and so people shouldn't just say, I'll vote for the other guy. They should say, I'm not only vote for the other guy, but I'm going to be vocal and look into Adam Schiff. And then when I've been convinced that he has truly lied from my research, I'm going to start telling others because others need to be woken up. Right. You can't just wake up your own self. You got to wake up others. It has to expand.
And that's been part of what I believe the COVID pandemic has done is it's separated us so that we can't just have a conversation about, well, I read this. I saw this. Look at the documentation. Look at this. It's like we've been separated from each other so we can be manipulated. And when we're separated, we're easily to be manipulated. And we're more susceptible to lies. And I was actually listening to Julian Assange, a clip by Julian Assange this week, and he said, all the wars over the past 50 years have been because of media lies. People that live in the countries don't want war, but the media has to lie to get them to agree to the war and so and to get the to sway the public opinion. And that was Julian Assange.
That's sad. Yeah, and look where he's at right now. Yep. So, hey, so we do have a caller, Herb from Carmel. Herb, you're on the air.
Welcome, Herb.
Hello. Nice, lively program.
Good
Thank
to have you,
sir. Welcome.
The last thing you were saying about the lies and everything, I went firewalking back in the 80s, and the guy who led the whole experience, he introduced us to the concept of fear, false evidence appearing real. And that's what they do, you know, they go to extraordinary lengths to create a scenario that appears to be authentic. But it's false, and so people are scared out of their minds and act insensibly to the fear propagated. What I really wanted to talk about is the outrageousness of this men posing as women, you know, in the NCAA tournaments and everything. To me, it is just, I don't know, it just makes me wonder where people are at that they can accept such a thing as being, have any legitimacy at all. Like, a man, generally speaking, is stronger than a woman. Faster and stronger, except for in childbirth. And I know that because I witnessed my son's birth. You know, we had a home birth and everything.
Wow.
And my feelings for the strength of women in that regard is just inestimable.
Yep.
But when it comes to brute strength and, you know, and stuff like that, they can't change just by saying that they're a woman doesn't make them a woman.
That's right.
And how can people accept it? I mean, are they just so hypnotized by false reality that they just gloss over it? It just blows my mind.
That's a good point. I mean, the Nazi propagandists and the Marxists, and they say if you repeat a lie, even if it's really big, over and over again, people will believe it, and it
especially if it's big. They say, you know, they talk about the big lie, and, you know, and the bigger the lie, you know, it's like it's just so big that it fills the room. It's like the elephant in the room, and they can't see it.
Yeah, it's true. Good comments.
Very good. Very good comments. I appreciate your call there, Herb.
Yeah, Herb. Herb from Carmel.
Right on the nail.
Yeah, one of the things he said about fear, you know, false evidence appearing real. I loved, Herb, how you mentioned that. The reality is that they're actually finding one of the biggest problems that added to people getting sick, deathly sick from COVID, was the fear. Actually, fear attacks your immune system. It restricts your immune system.
Yeah.
And your cortisol levels go too high, and then your adrenal gland is drained, and then you're actually more susceptible to having devastating effects from COVID. So the fear is part of the COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how that can contribute. You know, Herb also brought up a good question about how could people start to think this? What could turn there? It just reminds me of a verse, Romans 1, you know. Mm-hmm. So it says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise," I mean, how many people are claiming to be wise? Science and all that stuff, right? Claim to be wise, they became fools. I mean, look at it. Science, I believe in science, and yeah, that man is a woman now because he just said he was, you know.
It's totally anti-science.
And it's so clear, yeah. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images that look like mortal humans and birds and reptiles, you know, just other things. I look at that as they've exchanged their security for the donkey or the elephant, you know, totally. Those sort of things. And that's their security. It says, therefore, God gave them over to their sinful desires and their hearts, you know, were darkened.
To a depraved mind, it says, therefore, God let them go in their ways and gave them over to a depraved mind. That's what's going on. That's what we're trying to wake people up here in California. That's why Wake the Bear is all about, is people need to wake up. They need to speak up. They need to return their voice. They need to start get their roar back and start saying, no, this is wrong. I'm no longer going to stay silent. I'm no longer going to be censored. I'm no longer going to be told that I have to be canceled because I have an opinion that actually is in line with rational reasoning and science, you know?
Yeah. Giving them over to a depraved mind. And I think that's what we see, you know. Mm-hmm. I think when God's tugging at you in your conscience, saying, no, this is wrong, this is harmful to you, he finally just says, okay, if you're going to keep going down that path, have at it, buddy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see. And so for maybe you and I, we go, how could anybody think that way? Mm-hmm. You know, how could you say just because you claim to be something, you're now the opposite sex? I mean,
it's insanity.
But yet some people be like, no, that's perfectly fine. That's, you know, that's the right. And so... it's a very sad thing we see, but
it's a broken world.
Yeah.
It's a broken world. And this is, I think, you know, there's people out there listening right now. The Bible talks about renewing your mind. Do not any longer be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, his perfect and pleasing will. What does God want on this earth? That's the question. The way that you do that is you seek God's ways. And the way that you do that is having a personal relationship with Jesus. He will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. God the Father did not leave us wondering, what are we supposed to do? You're like, well, how are we? He literally lays it out in the scriptures, what his ways are. And then he finally culminates that with his son, Jesus. And it says in the scripture, in many ways, in the past, God spoke to us through his prophets and through the law. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. So if you want to know what God's will is, open your heart to Jesus. I mean, people are out there, just listen. Open your heart to Jesus. Who was Jesus? Get to know who he was. Read the eyewitness accounts of his life. Invite Jesus into your heart. I feel like even right now, there's people out there like, yeah, I need to turn to Jesus. I'm telling you, he is the answer. He is the answer to every problem that we're talking about today. If people would literally submit themselves to God and turn their lives over to Christ and invite Jesus into their heart, invite the Holy Spirit in, he will transform your life. And you will be different, and you will know how to fight these battles. You cannot fight them in your flesh. You cannot fight them. And this is one of the things we say on the show all the time. People are actually not your enemy.
That's right.
Although we're talking about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and some of the wickedness that's going on in the world, they're not our enemy. There's a real enemy behind them, motivating them, manipulating them, blackmailing them, controlling them. And that is Satan. And there's real demons, and there's real forces of darkness in this world. And literally, you have power over them in Christ, but you don't have power over them outside of Christ. So that's why I'm telling you, like, turn your life to Jesus. Get open your heart to him. Read the scriptures. Get in a good church. Get a Bible. Start reading it. Read the Gospels first. And you find someone else who's a Christian. Say, hey, let's get together and read this thing. And I want to learn. And you will learn what God's ways are and what his will is for your life.
Yeah, you know, there's one particular church that you happen to pastor that would be, I would say, a great church to go to. It's called The Gathering by the Bay,
mm-hmm.
and it's at, what is it, 3775?
3375 Capitola Road in the mall, right outside the mall in Capitola.
Yeah, the big sign says Convergence. There were three churches that converged onto that place. So, you know, if you're looking for a place, definitely go for that.
Come join us Sunday nights. Yeah, we have a great
Absolutely.
Service there.
There's a lot of good churches in this area. So
very good.
You know, doesn't have to be that one, but I would definitely go for something.
Find one that reads the Bible and they follow the ways of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, it applies to everything. I mean, we're talking about politics here. You know, the two things you're not supposed to talk about, right? Religion and politics. Exactly. That happens to be what this show is. But, you know, that is, they go hand in hand. They do. Because out of good policies are made from good morals, right? And where do morals come from? They don't come from a vacuum,
Mm-mm.
you know? And so some of the things you said about reading the Gospels, that would be a great, great way to start. Also, there's Proverbs. If you want a book of wisdom, they have Proverbs, Proverbs, you know, pro-actions.
Right.
And there's 31 chapters, and they're like a page each. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people will do a reading plan. They'll read one chapter a day for a month, and they'll read it month after month. And so today is, what, the 22nd? So I'd go to Proverbs 22.
Yep.
And so that's a great practice a lot of people have done. I've done it for years, not all the time, but I've done it.
A proverb a day keeps the ignorance away.
Yeah, keeps the drama away too. A lot of times, you know. I mean, just little nuggets. You know, a soft reply turneth away wrath. You know, it's like, wow, if you just one sentence like that could change how you conduct yourself.
Totally.
You know, or how people treat you. So, anyway, that was a great side note. Chris, you've been quiet. I want to keep pulling you back because I know you're not in the room. And where's she?
Do we lose Chris?
She may be out right now.
I lost her. Okay.
Here, but yeah. So we are getting close to the end.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to reiterate, you know, the purpose of Wake the Bear is to get people to start using their voice, to start paying attention, to challenge the narrative, to wake up the church in California. We want to wake people up, to wake people up to who Jesus is, to wake the church up to what the battle is. You know, I've gone through a fundamental shift in my life in the last 2 years. I used to believe everything the media was telling me that was correct. Although they said it on the media, it must be true. And I'm like, no, there's like tons of, I started studying and finding out that these six mega corporations consolidated all the power of the media and that the CIA is behind it. And it's proven like testimony on the Senate floor that the CIA has assets involved in every country in the world and in the America's news media. And they're involved in perpetrating lies. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm like, there's some really good people that are in there but there's a whole network of them that are really evil. And you got to stop just believing things at face value, because you have to ask the question, what is the person getting out of this? Where's the money? What are they receiving? What kind of funding they're getting? And I went through a fundamental shift kind of as a pastor, because I used to not talk about politics at all, because like you said, right, you're not supposed to talk about politics. But that's a lie too. That's actually a break in the tradition of an American pastor to not talk about politics. All the pastors of the colonies preached the gospel, and they preached freedom of the gospel, and then they preached freedom of a nation that followed the gospel.
Yeah.
And so if you go and you read the sermons of all the colonies, all the colonists, it's said that there's not one thing that was put down in our Declaration of Independence or put in our Constitution that didn't first come through the pulpits of the American pastors. And so if I'm an American pastor now, I have been handed the heritage of freedom. I got to fight for it, both in the gospel and in my nation. I want to hand over a nation that's freer, and I want to hand over a church that's more powerful when I leave here. So that's part of what we're about on Wake the Bear Radio.
Yeah, it was a good week. I think we covered a bunch of things. I look forward to what's going to happen. I think Jack Maxey's going to have some amazing things by the end of the week. Yep. That's what he promised. So
yeah, call on in next week. We'd love to hear from you. Come check out our WakeTheBearRadio.com. There's a bunch of our past shows on there. God bless you. Have a great week.
Good night. This has been Wake the Bear Radio on KSCO.